Okay, in Parshas Maaseh, Rabbi Nemetzel has a shiur where he discusses the koach of tefillah. We already discussed here in Maaseh the idea of Ritzicha B'Shogeg, that you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful causing anyone to be killed Chas V'Shalom. So new, what do you have to do? Mayesh La'asot Kedei Limnoa Shfichus Dam. So he says you have to do two things. You have to do Gashmias and Ruchnias. Gashmias and Ruchnias. Number one, as we've already discussed in the Gashmias, you have to be careful. That he had a whole shiur on, to be very careful about things, be careful with driving, etc., etc. Okay. And number two, we have a Ruchnias thing, Tefillah. A Ruchnias Tefillah, this we'll discuss more in a minute, the Koach of Tefillah is so strong that the Koach of Tefillah can help you avoid a situation where Chas V'Shalom, you cause someone the Ritzicha B'Shogeg. Oh. The Chazal say that the mothers of the Kohen Gadols would give to the Rotskim and Nerei Mitchot food and water. Why? So they'd feel good over there. Because if they weren't happy in Nerei Mitchot and they'd want to go home, what would they do? They would daven, the Kohen Gadol should die, because we know that the Rotskim B'Shogeg go free if and when the Kohen Gadol dies. So in order that they shouldn't daven, the Kohen Gadol should die, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol would give them food and water. Now, the Gemara asks, but what's pshat? And let's say the Rotschim did make this tefillah. So what? It's a kilul lashav. The Kohen Gadol didn't do anything to them. So therefore, of course, those tefillahs won't be accepted. The Gemara says no. The Kohen Gadol, this is an amazing Gemara, the Kohen Gadol is partially responsible that these Rotschim are in the Yarei Miklat. The Kohen Gadol is partially responsible that the Rotschim are in the Miklat. Why? Because if im haya mitpalel tov yoter, hayaproni nizhar b'maisa v'yaretzech b'shogeg. If the Kohen Gadol would have davened better, then this person would have been more careful and wouldn't have been killed b'shogeg. So therefore, if these Rotschim b'shogeg would daven against the Kohen Gadol, then it could be accepted, this tefillah. Because this tefillah is based on something real. This is the Gemara in Makos Daf Yud Aleph. This is unbelievable. The Gemara says that there's a connection between the Kohen Gadol's tefillah and this person not being careful. The fact that Reuven wasn't careful and killed Shimon is connected with the lack of tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. What do you see? So we see that yes, a person has a b'chira chafshis. And in general, Hashem is not mitzarev into one's b'chira chafshis. But b'schus tefillah, Hashem is even mitzarev into someone's b'chira chafshis. Unbelievable idea. That's what Nevin Saul says over here. Oh, so these are the two ideas. There's the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. We'll get back to the Ruchnias later. This is a major Yesod and Hashkafa. We'll get back to in a few minutes. First of all, back to the Gashmias. Nevin Saul explains that the Tefillah has to be on top of the Gashmias. First you do the physical Ishtadlus, then you do the Tefillah. You can't say the Tefillah takes the place of everything. For he gives an example here. He says, let's say a person has a hole in his front yard. He has a hole in his front yard, and he's afraid someone might fall in. So he can just daven, no one's going to fall in. You can't do that. You can't leave it uncovered. You can't say, oh, Be'ezras Hashem, I have emuna, that no one will fall there. No, you have to cover it up. He says, b'mikrezeh, it's a chiyuv to cover the bore more than there's a chiyuv to uncover and reveal more emuna. So first you cover the bore. First you drive carefully. First, you do your ishtadlus to make sure everything in your physical life doesn't cause somebody else chas shalom b'tzicha b'shogeg. And on top of that, you use the koach of tefillah. Oh, so again, so that's the gashmi side. Now let's get back to the koach of tefillah. So the koach of tefillah, Rav Nevin here develops a yesod. This yesod, that tefillah has the koach, Rav Nevin Saul here is saying, tefillah has the koach to affect b'chira chafshis. That's what we saw was proven from the Gemara regarding the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol's tefillah could have had an impact on these people being careful. So there's a connection between the Kohen Gadol not davening well enough and the fact that these Rotschim B'Shogeg are in the Eir Miklat. Rav Nelson now brings several examples of this idea. Oh, Chazal say in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, Hashem said on Har Sinai, Mi Yitein Vayal Levavam Zeh Lehem, Uyiro Si Kol Yamim. Hashem said, I would want their, it would be wonderful if their hearts would fear me all the days. B'nei Yisrael should have said right then, Yiten lanu atah Yerushalayim, give us Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says. B'nei Yisrael should have asked for Yerushalayim. Now, l'chora, this is very difficult. New, we have a rule. Hakol b'nei Yisrael chutz miYerushalayim. It's a famous Maamar Chazal.
So the Chazon Ish says...
The Chazon Ish says that, based on the Rambam, that tefillah is part of the chutz miYerushalayim. If somebody davens for Yerushalayim, Hashem will help them have more Yerushalayim. So when we say Hakol b'nei Yisrael, this is a very important yesod in life. When we say Hakol b'nei Yisrael chutz miYerushalayim, that means chutz mi having Yerushalayim, means chutz mi having Yerushalayim, and chutz mi davening for Yerushalayim. If you daven for Yerushalayim, that's part of your actions for Yerushalayim, and that will bring you to more Yerushalayim. That's what this Gemara is assuming, and the Chazon Ish has a proof. The Chazon Ish has a proof. The Chazon Ish bases this on the Rambam. There's a major yesod that, just like we found by the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, could have affected the Bechira Chavshis of these Rotzkin B'Shogeg, so too a person's own tefillah can have an impact on his own Yerushalayim. That's Uchor Kimur Fruish in this Gemara Daf Hei. That's point number one. Very big yesod. Point number two, we say in the Birchas HaChodesh, we ask Hashem, Chaim Sheibanu Yerushalayim V'Yerushalayim. And that's what we say. So what do we see? We see that your tefillos have an impact. You're asking Hashem for Yerushalayim V'Yerushalayim. It's not a tefillah shav, chas v'shalom. If you're asking for it, it must be, it can have an impact. That's the second example. Third, Moshe davened that Yehoshua shouldn't fall in the atzas of the meraglim. Oh, also, Kalev davened for himself that he shouldn't fall in the chet of the meraglim. And the Gemara in Sota says that the tefillos worked. Again, it's a big yesod. L'chor de b'chir chafshis, so what happened? Even though there's b'chir chafshis, tefillah can help. So it's a third example. On top of the major Gemara and Makos, there's a third example where tefillah can help impact on one's Bechir HaChavsh, on one's Yerushalayim. That's three. Four, every Shabbos we say in Yikum Purkan, Zara Digo Yivsog V'Digo Yivtom V'Piskam Yeraisa. Hashem, give me children that they're involved in learning in Yerushalayim. Or that depends on the Bechir HaChavsh. No, tefillah HaGunah Sheli will help my son want to have a good chevra and want to have Yerushalayim and learn Torah. So it's a fourth example where tefillah impacts on Yerushalayim b'chir chafshis. Five, we say in our tefillah slichol, Hashiveinu avinu asarasecha v'karveinu makenu l'avodasecha. Oh, again, whether I serve Hashem or whether I go to Hashem, that depends on my b'chir chafshis. But what did we see? That through the koach of tefillah, it'll be good in Hashem's eyes that we get close to Hashem. He'll help us get close to. He'll help us come close to Hashem. Oh, that's a fifth example. Oh, so this is a very impressive list. We have this major yesod in the Gemara and Makos. We have this major yesod of the Gemara and Makos that Rav Nemetzal explains. And then we have a list of five examples where we mamish daven to affect our bechira, daven for Yerushalayim. A person should take this to heart. I'm not sure we have to add any new tefillos. But when we say these tefillos, realize what we're asking for. Hashem, I want your siyata d'shmaya in me or my children or people like that. We're having more Yerushalayim. This is a major yesod in hashkafa. The Chazon Ish says it. The Gemara really says it. The tefillos say it. It's a major yesod in hashkafa. The Rav Nemetzal develops here in two pages in the Sichos to Bamidbar that hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miYerushalayim. Part of the chutz miYerushalayim is tefillah on Yerushalayim. It's a major yesod. A person should realize that they're davening that Hashem should help them have siyata d'shmaya in having more Yerushalayim. Finally, I just wanted to add that when I read this piece, I thought, l'chora, there's another example. The bracha of Amar Vashena. The bracha of Amar Vashena. In the bracha of Amar Vashena, we mamish daven for Hashem should help us. Targeinu b'sarasecha, darkeinu mitzvasecha, al tivyeinu lo lidei chayt v'lo lidei aveira. We ask for all this to Hashem. You help us, don't, that we shouldn't do a chayt and an aveira. I mentioned this to Rav Nemetzal. He agreed. Rav Nemetzal agreed. Baruch Shekivanti. He agreed that we should add this bracha to the list. So Rav Nemetzal quotes the Gemara in Makos as the major yesod, where it's explicit the Kohen Gadol could have impacted on the Bechir HaChavshis of the Rotzkin B'Shogeg. He then quotes five examples, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Bnei Yisrael should have davened for Yerushalayim. The Birkas HaChodesh, Chaim Sheish Bam Yerushalayim V'Yerushalayim. Moshe davening for Yeshua. Kalev davening for himself. That's three. Four. We say Zara Dilo Yisak Vidilo Yiftomi Piskamei Araisa. We say in your Kumpur Khan. Five. Hashivena Vunasarasecha, but Kumina Lovodasecha. That we're asking for Hashem should help us have more Yer Shem, more avod, better Avodas Hashem. And six, the other example of Amai Rishena, it's a major Yisod in Avodas Hashem, that davening for Yerushalayim is part of one's, can be part of one's Yerushalayim. We should all take this to heart and think about it. And we're davening in our tefillos, recognize that we're davening that we should achieve more Yerushalayim. That's our kabbalah. That's what we're saying. It's mamash the major Yisod. Okay. So this is Rav Nevin Sol on Parshas Maaseh. You want to avoid injuring, hurting others. A, do your physical hishtadlus, cover that hole if there's a hole in your front yard. And B, daven to Hashem that you shouldn't cause anyone sorrows. Daven to Hashem that you shouldn't cause anyone to die at your hands, chas v'shalom, b'ritzicho b'shogeg. Daven to Hashem that Hashem should give you shayit l'shvayit, to be more careful, and that should affect your b'chir chafshis, that you shouldn't be a rotzech b'shogeg, chas v'shalom. And based on that, Rav Nevin Sol expands, daven to Hashem that you should have more Yerush Shemayim. That's what we're saying. That's exactly the idea here. Oh, mamash, a major yisod, in Avodas Hashem, here in Rav Nevin Sol Sicha, to Parshas Maaseh. Okay, we'll stop here.